with your back turned to the crowd in that little bar on Murphy where they play guitar too loud. There were people drinking whiskey, their hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston. It was on.
All right, one of my favorite Hayes Carles tunes there. Getting things going for us this morning on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, only on 95.3 The Range. I'm Cable Smith. It's a pleasure to be here with you, as it is every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 9:30. This morning, we're going to talk spring turkeys with renowned outdoor writer and talk show host Luke Clayton. Luke is also a member of the Matthews Pro Staff and has been chasing spring gobblers for over 30 years. And with my big trip down to Mason County to the Star S Ranch coming up next weekend for the spring turkey opener. So keeping that in mind, I thought it only fitting to pick the brain of an accomplished turkey hunter such as Luke this morning. So I'm thrilled that he will be joining us momentarily. Also joining this morning's presentation is Douglas Mason. He is the president of an organization that you need to be familiar with, and that is the Texas Dog Hunters Association. So we're going to visit with Douglas, and I'm looking forward to finding out why exactly the TDHA is so important. Now, before we dive headfirst into spring turkey talk with Luke Clayton, I want to go ahead and read you an excerpt from our book, Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, written by our Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens for the good folks over at Lone Star Outdoor News. This excerpt comes from 2007, and it's titled, Turkey Talk Cooks Up Trouble. Edwards County game warden Cody Hatfield heard rumors that a local individual had been bragging about killing 7 turkeys. Hatfield went to the man's house and found him outside cooking and having a beer party. After a short interview, the man admitted to killing 3 turkeys over his limit and gave a statement about his activities. The hunter received 3 citations for exceeding the bag limit on turkeys and 1 for minor in possession. All I can say is, congratulations, you're an idiot. Now, if you're like me and you find it humorous or entertaining to read about... Now, if you're like me and you find it humorous or entertaining to read about how brazen and just flat-out stupid some of our state's criminals are, then I recommend that you order a copy of Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys. Just click on the Lone Star Outdoor News logo on my homepage. You can do that at texasoutdoorsmedia.com. There really is a lot of good stuff in this book, so be sure to check it out. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking spring turkeys with Luke Clayton. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
I've got this friend, he's a lawyer in Dallas, and his folks grow potatoes out Panhandle Way. He talks of bobwheels and playboys and turkey. Off come his wingtips and boots take their place. He likes the sound of a western swing bass run.
Every outdoorsman needs a buddy in the gun business, and that's why you need to check out Richardson's Gun Shop. Whether you're looking for a rifle, shotgun, or handgun, Richardson's Gun Shop has it covered. Check them out at www.rguns.com to see the best deals in North Texas. In addition to the sweetest deals on firearms, they also can book your dove or exotic hunt. Located in Wolf City, Texas, visit www.rguns.com or call 903-496-7747. That's Richardson's Gun Shop for all of your shooting, hunting, and outdoor needs. Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed Easy-Go and Bad Boy Buggies dealer, so whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com. Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all 5 Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range special.
Just because whitetail season has ended doesn't mean you can't harvest trophy big game animals in the Lone Star State. The biggest axis deer in Texas can be found at Star S Ranch. The best time to hunt axis starts now and runs through July, so book your axis hunt today before they're all gone. Visit us at www.star-s-ranch.com to learn more about our beautiful Texas Hill Country Ranch and accommodations. That's www.star-s-ranch.com to book the hunt of a lifetime.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100.
That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Zoom Pest Control is your residential pest control specialist. Owner Rob Doherty, a certified applicator and member of the Better Business Bureau, is also an avid bass angler. Give Rob a call at 214-317-9293 to find out about their quarterly pest control program. For the best residential protection and a sound peace of mind, choose Zoom Pest Control. Tell Rob you heard about him on the Lone Star Outdoor Show and get $25 off your first visit. Zoom Pest Control accepts all major credit cards, so call Zoom Pest Control at 214-317-9293 today.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and you're listening to Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 on the range.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye.
Good morning, Cable Smith welcoming you back to the presentation. Well, we don't have any time to waste this morning, so let me go ahead and introduce my first guest. He's a renowned outdoor writer and talk show host. He's been doing it for over 30 years and is very much a mentor to a guy like myself. He's also a member of the Matthews Pro Staff. It's now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Luke Clayton.
I really appreciate being here, Cable. I look forward to visiting with all our range listeners and talking some outdoors with you.
Well, your travels and experiences have taken you not only all over Texas, but all over the globe. I specifically want to visit with you this morning about one thing, and that is spring turkey hunting. I know that you are quite the expert on that. You're a member of the Matthews Pro Staff, and bow hunting turkeys has long been one of your favorite pastimes. So what is it about spring gobblers, Luke, that got you hooked so many years ago?
You know, Cable, I really think that the big deal about spring turkey hunting is the fact that you're actually taking the hunt to the bird. I mean, you know, deer hunting, whether you're hunting over a corn feeder or an oat patch or whatever, you're the predator. You're staying put. But turkey hunting, there's just something about being mobile and learning how to read the terrain, you know, the hills and valleys and how to look at wood lines and streams and things, places that a turkey just won't come across. You know, a lot of the fun to me, Cable, is figuring out, it's like a chess game maybe, trying to figure out the best approach once I hear a gobble respond to a call, you know, try to figure out the best way to come to him. And you know, truthfully, I've hunted turkeys for 30 years now, maybe a little bit longer, and I've never had two turkey hunts unfold the same way.
Uh-huh. Well, Luke, do you have big plans for the April 3rd opener, which is exactly 1 week away for those of us here in the North Zone?
Well, you know, as an outdoors writer, I'm out and about a whole lot. And believe it or not, the Saturdays and Sundays, I'm usually at home, and I will be at home this opening weekend, I should say. The next week, I'm going to go up and hunt eastern turkeys. A good buddy of mine, a fellow outdoor writer, Bob Hood. Bob and I will be up in Red River County. A lot of our range listeners will probably remember Mike Ford. Now, Mike was a famous quarterback for SMU back about 1980. He was a backup quarterback for Tampa Bay, but Mike has a ranch up in Red River County, the Rio Rojo Rancho. And it's I was raised in that area, and Mike's family and my family were, you know, longtime friends. So, but the eastern bird, well, for one thing, the numbers of them are not nearly as high as the Rios in Texas. You know that. And they're just a different bird to hunt. They're to me, they're much more challenging than hunting Rios. You know, if you're on a ranch during the peak of the breeding season where there's a lot of Rio Grande turkeys, and, you know, you put out a hen yelp or something that remotely sounds like a hen, your chances are pretty good you're going to attract a gobbler or two. But it seems that you have to do everything just right on those eastern birds. Just a different species, and maybe, just maybe, the reason that the eastern turkey are so much more challenging to hunt is the fact that they make their living in tighter quarters. They're not open country birds like the Rios. That's just kind of my thinking on it, but it's probably pretty accurate, Cable.
In my experience visiting with Texas Parks and Wildlife upland game bird specialist Jason Harden, he told me last time we talked that only about 300 easterns are harvested in the state. And you think about how many turkey hunters there are in Texas, that's not a lot of birds, Luke. That goes back to what you're saying, you know, they are harder to hunt.
That's true, and you know, the sheer numbers is another reason I'm mm-hmm. positive. You know, there's just not as many. Red River County was the first county to stock eastern turkey back, I think it was the late 70s. Please don't quote me on that, but they've been up there, and, you know, last year I was hunting up there on a ranch right next to Mike Ford's place, and I think I saw, we all had a short hunt, Cable, two-day hunt. I did not harvest one, but I think I saw a total of four gobblers and probably 25 hens, and Bob saw as many or more. With a bow, it's just not, you know, you could do things with a shotgun at 40 yards that sometimes, you know, a quick shot on one moving, but, you know, or whatever. But with a bow, I just want that bird in close, and I want to make sure that I've got a good, you know, broadside shot at him. And just doesn't happen all the time, you know?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm actually going to be heading south to Mason County. Will Scott and the good folks over at Star S Ranch have invited me down there for the opener, so we're going to be after Rio Grande turkeys. Here's my question. Once I find the area that is holding the birds, basically the ranch manager is going to just take me out there and say, hey, this is where I've seen a lot of activity. Take me through and take all turkey hunters through the next steps that will lead to a successful hunt. And keep in mind that I will be shotgunning, and I won't be hunting out of any kind of blind.
Right. That's good. You'll be turkey hunting the way spring turkey hunters are supposed to hunt, Cable. I think the main thing is find the birds first. Now, you know, I hunt on a lot of different ranches, and I'm not privy to the day-to-day movements of the birds on these different ranches, but there will be somebody there, a game manager or foreman, like you'll have the access to. Now, like you say, he'll put you in an area with, he knows there are turkeys, but those turkeys might be a quarter of a mile from where he last saw them.
Mm-hmm.
What I do first. Now, if you have the chance, you're probably not going to have the opportunity to get in there and roost the birds the evening before, but he'll probably know where they're roosting. You can use an owl hoot, you know, that type of sound, and any gobbler on the roost is going to sound off when he hears that in the evening, about sundown.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the opportunity, get in there and put out some owl calls or a crow call or slam a door, and that old gobbler will sound off most of the time. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is he'll probably tell you, say, okay, Cable, the turkeys have been roosting down on this draw or whatever. Get away from that by at least 300 yards, no closer than a couple of hundred yards, and set up, you know, and hide. Go ahead and get in some brush. But make sure that you got really good visibility. In other words, the first time I set up in the morning, I'm expecting a gobbler to be 20 yards from me. It may not happen, but if I don't set up so I could take advantage of it, if it does happen, I won't kill a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about 10 years ago, I started using turkey decoys a lot, and many turkey hunters did. 10 or 12 years ago, they became popular. I remember when they weren't around, Cable, you know. But
right.
And now hen decoys are the key. And a lot of people started using a jake with a couple of hens, or one hen and one jake, with the premise that, well, that boss gobbler, when he sees that jake with the hen, He's coming running. Well, I've had that happen many, many times. It is a true statement. But here's what I've noticed in turkey hunting, a big change. The most of the companies make strutting gobbler decoys now.
Uh-huh.
Now, my theory is this. Now, to be honest with you, I've used the Jake decoys, but I've never used a highly visible strutting gobbler with a big open fan. Like, what they are very popular now. My theory is, put that decoy where it is highly visible from at least 100 yards for a turkey coming out of the, say, out of the edge of the woods onto a wheat field, or, well, maybe just in a little clearing or something, but put the decoy where it's highly visible. And this year I'm going with very visible. I'm going to use the, I think Bass Pro Redhead brand has a, it's called a bobbin tail, a big gobbler decoy. And that's what I'm going to be using with two hen decoys. So my theory is the more the gobbler can see from a distance, the better. You know,
right.
So I think maybe that open fan will catch his attention. Now, up in the Dakotas, I've hunted in North Dakota on an Indian reservation several times, and they do a practice called fanning. Now, I don't recommend that here in Texas, so please don't get that idea. But what they do up there, they don't necessarily set the decoy up. They use a fan, a turkey tail feathers, and they fan it. So, but that's open, wide open country. It is effective, but it could be very hazardous to our health down here with other hunters in the field. So don't want to do that. But my point is, when I was hunting on the Indian reservation up there, when those turkeys at, say, maybe 600-700 yards away, they have excellent eyesight. When they see the movement of that fan, a lot of times I think they can see the fan and can't even hear the calling, but they would, many times I've seen them come from a long distance just on sight. So I think maybe the wide open fan of the strutting gobbler would be a big plus. We're going to find out here.
Yeah, you know? We are.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from renowned outdoor writer and talk show host Luke Clayton. We're talking spring turkeys only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
I'm gonna hide out in the bottom where I hunted deer and turkey. I know that swamp like the back of my hand.
Extreme White Tails and Exotics is now booking spring turkey and trophy boar hunts. Looking for a top quality, affordable, exotic bow hunt? Then check out our website at www.extremewhitetails.net. Located just 2 hours west of DFW in Cross Plains, Texas, in addition to trophy hogs and spring turkey, we're now booking for our inaugural whitetail season coming up this fall. Want to shoot a 200 class buck? Then visit Extreme White Tails and Exotics at www.extremewhitetails.net or give our ranch manager Lewis Duncan a call at 972-322-3821. You'll be glad you did.
If you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease, we have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17 and 30 foot diameter traps. When you're finished trapping the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system can be used for both a trap and a deer food plot fence, so you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Check out our website at www.goinfencing.com.
That's www.goinfencing.com or call 940-391-3669.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friend Matt at Birdworks Taxidermy. Birdworks is a small birds-only taxidermy studio that specializes in custom avian artistry. Matt's passion is taking his clients' birds and turning them into trophy works of art. Specializing in waterfowl, turkey, cranes, and upland game, Birdworks is conveniently located in Fort Worth and has been serving DFW for over a decade. Visit Birdworks at www.birdworkstaxidermy.com or give Matt a call at 817-691-2625.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
We all know that outdoorsmen are rough on their gear, rough on their dogs, and rough on themselves. So whether you fall out of a deer stand or wreck your face in an ATV accident, let Dr. Connie Smith fix your broken teeth. Dr. Smith has been practicing in Dallas for over 20 years and is conveniently located at the intersection of Preston and Forest. Experience state-of-the-art dentistry delivered by a gentle and highly skilled dentist and staff and a warm, caring atmosphere. Dr. Connie J. Smith uses state-of-the-art dental techniques to help you achieve the beautiful smile of your dreams. Call 972-239-7551. That's 972-239-7551.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100. That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
The Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas's historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.yoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about them on the range and get 15% off your meal. Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
This is Rusty Greer, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Now there's two more tears in Texas tonight. One more.
All right, Cable Smith welcoming you back to the program here this morning. And I've still got renowned outdoor writer and talk show host Luke Clayton on the line. We're talking spring turkey hunting. And Luke, what I want to get into now is calling techniques and strategies that you found to be the most successful in your time in the woods. Tell me what is your favorite call and talk a little bit about what strategies you employ to lure those gobblers within bow or shotgun range.
Well, you know, Cable, I'll tell you this. I'm not an expert turkey caller, but I'm going to back that up with this statement. You don't have to be. I remember back in the back about 1980, Andy Anderson there was a company called Woods Boss Turkey Calls, and I hunted with Andy. He was the first really good, knowledgeable spring, you know, turkey hunter that I'd ever hunted with.
Uh-huh.
And he told me this. He said, Luke, he said, I've hunted, he was an older guy. He was probably my age back then. And he said, Luke, I've hunted turkeys for 40 years. He was from the South. And he said, I've never heard two sound the same. So, you know, to answer your question, I like a box call. Now, I went through the rigors of learning to use a diaphragm mouth call back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And please, if you're a new turkey hunter, don't let me discourage you on this, folks. But I just hate the latex rubber diaphragm trying to call in my mouth. I much prefer a box call. You're going to say, well, what if it's raining? Well, I use one that's rainproof. And even if you use an old cedar chalk box, carry a little piece of camo plastic and cover it up if it's raining. But I like the volume that a box will make. But most turkey hunters will have a box call, a slate call, a diaphragm call. But I usually get by with it. Sometimes I'll go with the slate, but usually that box will do. Gosh, it'll do anything you want it to do. You know.
Mm-hmm. As far as time of day, most turkey hunters prefer hunting in the morning, but have you ever had much success hunting in the afternoons?
Yes, I probably kill most of my turkeys. I'm always out there at first light and hopefully on within 100 or 200 yards of a roost. And I'll hear those gobblers come off the roost, and majority of the time they hit the ground with the hens and they go about their courtship. Sometimes, you know, a gobbler will come off and spot a decoy or hear me calling or you calling and get away from those hens. But by and large, that first light deal that we all long for and try for, it usually doesn't work, you know. Now, that's just the truth of the matter. But I'm not saying don't get out there. I'll be there before daylight. But after the gobbler breeds the hens that he's with, and there could be three to, you know, six or eight, whatever, that right there that he comes off the roost with, mid-morning, I've killed majority of my turkeys from like, I'll say 9:30 to 2:30 or 3, midday. That first bunch of hens, they've gone on to nest, you know, lay their eggs. I'm sure they disappear if you've ever noticed midday. You see very few hens walking around. So that gobbler is on the prowl, and they're much more easier to call in from mid-morning to, you know, through the afternoon, Cable. And that's my experiences, you know?
Right, right. Because I guess all of the hens are MIA, so they're just looking for trouble.
Exactly. Then those gobblers are on the prowl. Now, back to your first question, your previous question. When you're set, you know, you'll be set up down there in Mason County. You'll be hid well, and you'll have a conspicuous decoy or three out there. Put those decoys within 20 yards of you. Now, you know, don't forget the camo face mask, the camo gloves. You know all this, but it may help some of our listeners, you know. Really camo out. Now, Bob Hood, who is probably the best turkey hunter that I've ever hunted with, has got a saying, patience kills more turkeys than anything. And after a bunch of years of hunting with old Bob, I know I've learned what he means by that. Once you get set up, start your hen yelps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start them soft. You know, start calling softly. Where you could, now turkey's got excellent hearing, and he can pinpoint that sound amazingly accurate. So start a soft call, and then, you know, keep calling for a minute or two, then stop. And don't move. Just sit there for 5 minutes and watch. And, you know, now this is if the gobbler doesn't respond by gobbling. If he's hot, he'll gobble immediately, and then you'll call again, and he'll come, like he's, as the saying goes, like he's on a string. He'll come right to you, and you shoot him. That's the way it, when everything works right. If it doesn't, that old gobbler may not gobble at all. And as a matter of fact, I've had him sneak in behind me, you know, you don't know which direction he may be coming from if he doesn't gobble.
Right.
See? So, you know, so be just as aware of a turkey sneaking up behind you as one coming from the front. And just be really, really still. And that 5 or 8 minute interim there where you're not moving, that gives him enough time to close the distance if he's within, you know, earshot there. So that's a good way to start the morning off, I think, Cable.
And let's talk a little bit about shot placement. Turkeys are, you know, they're big birds, you know, oftentimes 20 pounds or heavier. Those turkeys that I've shot in the past have been in the head. For me with the shotgun, I think that's the best method. But for the archery hunters out there, what specifically are you looking for when you pull that string back and get ready to let it go?
Well, if you've dressed many turkeys, you know, you're aware that there's a lot of the front end of the bird is white meat, is the breast, and then the thigh and legs. I try to picture, you know, what you're actually shooting at is the center of the turkey, to be honest with you. You know, that's what you're shooting at. But in essence, the vitals lay in there tucked in tight around the thigh, the back toward the tail from the thigh. If you can hit right there, you'll drive that arrow, you know, you'll use your, and I like to use an expandable broadhead for turkeys, and I do for most of my bow hunting anyway, but a good expandable broadhead works great. Now, if the bird, I've killed a lot of, I say a lot, quite a few turkeys when they're strutting, if they're in front of you, when that bird looks away from you, I mean 180 degrees away, draw your bow and center that tail. Shoot right at the tail of the turkey, and you'll drive the arrow right on up into the vitals. That's a good way to kill a turkey with a bow, too, because there's some movement necessary. You know, you might be behind a blind or, you know, a little brush blind or whatever, but you're going to have to move some to draw that bow. And if you'll wait till he strut, if he's strutting for you, if he looks away, center him up and let her fly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to have to make a little bit of movement, even with a shotgun, more than likely, too. So,
yeah, that's true.
We're on
and
the same boat
there. And with a shotgun,
there,
you know, you can, I found a little tripod shooting stick is very helpful. When you think the turkey's coming, you know, if you can go ahead and get scoot your body around, pointing the direction, and get that shotgun pointing that general direction, then all you have to do is cant the barrel just a tad, and bang, you know, you're on target there. So the most movement that you can avoid, that you can eliminate, the better your chances, for sure.
Well, Luke, it's really been an honor to have you on the show this morning. I appreciate all that you've done and continue to do for outdoorsmen and the outdoor lifestyle. Be sure to visit Luke's website at catfishradio.com, as there's a wealth of information available there for you to listen to. Also, be looking for his weekly outdoor column, which appears in over 30 Texas newspapers. I appreciate you coming on the show, Luke, and thanks for talking spring turkeys with us here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You bet, and very good luck to you. I think your show is right on track. You're keeping it real cable. And guys and gals that listen to these shows, maybe they don't have the opportunity to be some of the places we're at, but you're doing a great job, and keep up the good work.
Luke, thanks for the kind words, and we'll talk to you again soon. Coming up, we'll visit with the president of a Texas-based organization that is doing everything in their power to protect the rights of you and I as hunting dog owners. Texas Hunting Dog Association President Douglas Mason is on deck. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Bang, 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 when Frankie's gone, he shot me down, Lucille.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep, discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top-shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Are you interested in the wild boar hunt of a lifetime? Then contact Tactical Hog Control. Tactical Hog Control uses cutting-edge technology and the coolest toys to increase your hog-killing efficiency. Each hunter is fitted with night vision goggles and suppressed semi-automatic AR-10 rifles equipped with night vision and thermal scopes, just like the videos you've seen on YouTube. Conveniently located halfway between Dallas and Houston in Madisonville, call 936-581-2256 or visit us at www.tacticalhogcontrol.com. We don't fear the night. We own it.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
Dyer Real Estate is a full-service commercial real estate management firm specializing in everything from neighborhood and strip centers to major power centers. Dyer Real Estate has experience managing every aspect of a property, including rent collection, maintenance, landlord-tenant relations, and financial reporting. Visit us at www.dreproperties.com. Dyer Real Estate services DFW to Austin and everything in between. That's www.dreproperties.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com. The Purple Goo Tire Sealant is your solution to prevent flat tires on your trailers, ATVs, golf carts, tractors, and lawn equipment. The Purple Goo uses innovative technology to locate and plug holes as they occur. Purple Goo not only outperforms all other off-road tire sealants, it also helps prevent rims from rusting and lasts for the life of the tire. Visit us at www.thepurplegoo.com and roll on with the Purple Goo Tire Sealant. No more flats.
Hey, Captain Keith from The Wizard and Deadliest Catch. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I bet the fish are biting down by the riverside.
Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the presentation. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning, as it is every Saturday from 8:30 until 9:30 in the a.m. Now, a couple orders of business before I introduce our next guest. Remember to keep sending me your best outdoor photos from the 2010 calendar year. Each monthly winner will have their photo displayed right there on my homepage at texasoutdoorsmedia.com. You'll also receive a one-year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News and be entered into our grand prize trophy whitetail or boar hunt, which we'll be giving away at the end of the year. So don't be shy. Go ahead and send me those pics, and you can email them to cablewaco@yahoo.com. Also, a reminder that we have a great Texas country music concert calendar right there for you on the homepage. Be sure to check that out so you'll know when your favorite range artist is rolling through the Metroplex. And lastly, a reminder that every show is saved in its entirety as a podcast right there for you on the homepage at texasoutdoorsmedia.com. So if you ever miss anything, it's no big deal. Everything's available for you right there on the homepage. Now, without further delay, it's my pleasure to introduce my next guest, Mr. Douglas Mason. He is the president of the Texas Dog Hunters Association. Douglas, thanks for joining the show this morning.
Thank you so much, Cable. Glad to be here.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Now, if you would, Douglas, go ahead and tell me a little bit about the history of the Texas Dog Hunters Association.
Well, the Texas Dog Hunters Association, I guess what we need to do is really tell you what we are. We have a tremendous number of membership people that are involved in all types of just owning dogs or working dogs or hunting dogs. All different types of hunting dogs, and we represent all types of hunting dogs. We have a tremendous amount of coon hunters, people that work cows with dogs, retrievers, bear hunters, I mean, all different walks of life. And what Texas Dog Hunters Association does is represent those hunters in trying to preserve and promote their right to use dogs in the process of working and hunting.
Promoting and protecting is what we are all about here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Now, Douglas, when was the organization founded?
Originally, the organization was founded in about 1996, but it kind of went downhill in about 2000, and a few of us got together in 2002, and took over the organization. And the first things we did, the first thing was incorporate with an attorney. We then got our 501c3 nonprofit status and hired a CPA to run it like a business, like it should be run, instead of just a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done is set up bylaws, our constitution, and also our project. Our main concern is informing all dog hunters of the laws that are trying to be passed and things that are trying to be made into law during legislative session.
So
by informing the individuals, then when the law is passed, they don't come up and say, well, I didn't even know it was happening.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to happen all too often.
Policemen stop you, and, you know, ignorance is no excuse, you know, if the law is passed.
So basically, your organization is very similar to the NRA, except it's designed to protect the rights of those of us that own hunting dogs.
Exactly.
And we all know how important the NRA is in protecting the rights of gun owners all over this country. And it's plain to me to see how important your organization not only is now, but can be in the future for protecting the rights of us as sportsmen to continue to be able to hunt with our four-legged friends, as has been done for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Exactly.
You know, I think one common misconception people have with your organization is that it only represents those outdoorsmen who pursue hogs with dogs, and that's totally false. It represents the working dog owner, the hunting dog owner, and the guard dog. I mean, if PETA had their druthers, all of those would be illegal. Tell me a little bit about this very well-publicized Supreme Court case, the U.S. versus Robert Stevens, and what the consequences would have been had we, as hunting dog owners, lost that case.
Well, if we would lose the case, you know, each and every one of us, down, it trickles down to just the pet owner. When you lose cases like that, it just starts a snowball effect that, you know, then they after somebody else.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with the case, Robert Stevens, a filmmaker and photographer, was sentenced to 37 months in federal prison by a district court for making a film about hunting hogs with pit bulls, something that, by the way, is perfectly legal and well within our First Amendment rights to practice if we so choose.
We just won a case where they came and took a hunter's dog, and we have a legal fund for our members. We also have a Crime Stoppers fund, like if they get their dog stolen or something, we put up a reward. And just like Crime Stoppers, if the dog is or the person involved is arrested and prosecuted, we give an award for it. And among some of our other fundraisers, we have a youth scholarship fund for members that their children are graduating and fixing to go to college. They can apply for a scholarship fund.
Very cool.
And we do a tremendous amount of work with U.S. Sportsman's Alliance in the Trailblazers event, which is a youth organization to educate youth about the outdoors.
Douglas, it's awesome that y'all give away a scholarship. Among all the other things that you're doing, you have my 100% support, as I am a big fan of any organization that's involved in taking kids into the great outdoors. Once again, this is Texas Dog Hunters Association President Douglas Mason joining us on the Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning. Douglas, has the TDHA had any direct confrontations with organizations such as PETA?
Some of our members have. Mm-hmm. We as an organization have not. Like I said, mentioned before earlier, we are also a sponsor of U.S. Sports Alliance, which is a national organization that does have lobbyists on the national level.
Right.
But we do a lot of Trailblazers event youth education for them, which is just opposite of what PETA is doing in trying to infiltrate the schools to get the children to not care for hunting.
Well, you may be surprised to know, Douglas, that PETA is not one of my favorite organizations. I spoke with a PETA rep a couple months ago, and she told me that it was A, ethically wrong to kill a wild hog for any reason at all, and B, that farmers and ranchers should be held responsible for implementing birth control practices with feral hogs. And you know who she said should pay for it?
She probably said the taxpayers.
Even better than that, she said the landowner should be responsible. So after these feral hogs are causing tens of millions of dollars in damages to crops and ranches all over the state, they should be responsible for spending even more money to help control the feral hog population. Not really sure how you could implement a birth control strategy with feral hogs other than by doing what we do, and that is try to kill them. And the irony behind the whole thing is that we're doing them a favor by killing the feral hogs that eat the vegetables that these left-wing vegans need in order to survive.
Correct.
the thing that seems fitting to me would be to stop hunting feral hogs, let the population spiral out of control, and then let all of those liberal yuppies starve to death.
Well, see, one thing that we do in TDHA, we have every year a hog contest, which was just 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is y'all's big annual event.
To feed the needy. See, this is what I've been trying and working with Texas Animal Health Control in Texas, because now either a big ranch or an individual or the state of Texas pays for helicopters to go out here and shoot hundreds of hogs at a time. But that's the end of it. It's coyote bait and buzzard bait then. What we do is show them in a weekend that in a area of Texas, you know, we go out and on the first weekend of every March of every year, we had this past year over 29,000 pounds of field-dressed pork brought in, processed, and donated to the needy.
Mm.
I mean, 2009, we had a little over 28,000 pounds brought in. So, you know, we're showing them that the national resources can be used to feed the needy, where if you just kill it and leave it lay, it's not doing anybody any good except the buzzards.
Well, Douglas, I think what y'all are doing is very noble, but at the same time, I'm not going to knock those who do hire gunners and use helicopters to gun down hogs and just leave them lay. In fact, the first person that calls me and invites me to go shoot some hogs out of a helicopter, I'm going to be all over that.
Well, I'm not knocking it. I'm trying to show a point where, you know, it can be used to help other people.
Yes, sir.
Instead of just disposing of.
And for anyone that might not know, feral hogs range anywhere from 50 to 600 pounds. So when you say 29,000 pounds of meat, I'm thinking y'all harvested at least 200 hogs.
Yes, this year we had 209 brought in for the 2 days. Last year we had 264 brought in. But due to the weather conditions and the feed this year, you know, the hogs were just fatter and in better shape.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is truly a noble cause, and I'd like to get involved with the TDHA annual Hunt for the Hungry Hog Roundup. So go ahead and pencil me in for next March, Douglas. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll pick it up with more from the Texas Dog Hunters Association President Douglas Mason, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed Easy Go and Bad Boy Buggies dealer. So whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smoke and Tex. Smoke and Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokeandtex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokeandtex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSE. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Tennis shoes, couple empty bottles of beer. They were called Modelo. They were made in Mexico.
And they Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on KHYI. I've still got the president of the Texas Dog Hunters Association, Douglas Mason, on the line. Be sure to check out their website at thenewtdha.com. Now, Douglas, one thing that absolutely makes my blood boil are the liberal left tree huggers who basically champion and support the worst, most irresponsible pet owners on the face of this planet, telling us that we should only adopt from shelters because the idiot, irresponsible pet owners out there who don't spay and neuter their dogs are the real cause for these overpopulated animal shelters, while guys like us, whether you own a beagle or a pit bull or a lab, we as sportsmen love and respect our dogs, and A, we're not asking them to do something that they weren't bred to do and don't love to do, and B, haven't been doing for hundreds and hundreds of years.
You know, back in the olden days, there was the king of sports. You know, hunting dogs and hunting wild boar was a sport of kings. That's one way to manage the numbers, because hogs multiply so rapidly.
Do they ever? I mean, a feral hog sow can have, what, 3 litters a year?
3 litters a year they can.
And you're talking about 10 to 12 piglets a pop, so it's easy to see why the population is out of control. Douglas, tell me a little bit more about the Trailblazers event that TDHA puts on.
Well, our Trailblazers event is one of our really, you know, unique events that most all the members really enjoy, and they have them throughout Texas. That's where a group of young people from Boy Scouts to inner city to whatever comes together on a weekend, and we put up booths and educate them. During the Trailblazers events, you have all kind of events from archery shooting to retrieving to educating about hunting, fishing, all kind of outdoor sports. A couple of weeks ago up at Athens, Texas, we had a young boy come up there and ask what a deer antler was. He did not know what a deer antler was, and his mother came up and she didn't know, so we showed him what a deer was. You know, they had never seen a deer just out in the wild, you know, other than on TV.
And that is a perfect example as to why what you're doing is so important, because really, how would an inner city kid who probably is missing that father figure, how would he know what a deer antler was? He's probably never even seen a deer.
Right. He knows what the cars are going by.
It is truly sad, but that's why these Trailblazer events are so important in getting our youth in the outdoors.
Another event that we do have every year, we have a Wounded Warriors, which is veterans from the hospital, to come out and go on a hunt. And we're increasing those as we can get places for them to hunt. You know, a lot of these people, we really appreciate their dedication and what they have done to continue to keep our freedom. And we've had people in wheelchairs, on crutches, you know, amputees. The first time we had it, we were writing up an article about it, and somebody had made the point that let's not put wounded warriors in there because it sounds so bad. And I went to the guys and asked them. They said, no, that's what we are, is wounded warriors. We're ready to go back if they'll release us. Huh. You know, we don't want to be classified as disabled. We're wounded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's always a joy and a thrill to, you know, have 15 to 20 out and, you know, take them on a hunt, take them on a little fishing, feed them lunch, just show our appreciation for the things that they do.
You know, I've spoken to wounded veterans before, and it seems like such a small thing for us to do to take them hunting, but it's not. I mean, this, in a lot of cases, is the highlight of their entire year. Shifting gears here now for a minute, I was looking over your website and noticed that y'all have a news icon there, and a lot of Texans probably aren't even aware of some stupid city ordinances like the one they tried to pass in Bryan, Texas. Can you elaborate on that situation a little bit?
Well, in a lot of these places, well, especially in Bryan up there, you know, what they were doing, and a lot of municipalities have, and a lot of towns have, limited the number of dogs or the way that you can kennel a dog, or they're going to the extreme now. If you have a dog that has not been fixed or neutered, that you have to buy a permit for that dog. And if you want a breedable dog, you will have to buy a permit, which just costs more money.
Oh, that isn't right.
You know, I can understand, and TDHA is against puppy mills, but, you know, you're putting a real financial cost on some of the legitimate breeders out there that breed good hunting and working dogs. And when you tell them they can only have three dogs, and if they have a female that's not six, they'll have to pay, you know, $600 to $800 a year to keep her unfixed. You know, most people don't even imagine that a dog costs that much, much less just keeping it as a whole dog.
Pretty typical. I mean, it sounds just like the state of our country right now, where the responsible people who actually get up, have an alarm clock, and contribute to American society are less represented, in my opinion, than the cockroaches and leeches who give nothing back.
That's right.
And that translates into, and what I'm talking about here is, the irresponsible dog owner is actually backed by organizations such as PETA and the Humane Society, while guys like you and me, outdoorsmen, sportsmen who actually take care of their animals, get them fixed, decide whether or not we're going to breed them, are actually vilified by those organizations.
Well, you know, Planned Parenthood is good, whether it's in dogs or people.
Exactly.
You know, when you go by a house and they have 12 kids under the age of 15 sitting on the porch, that's just like going by the dog kennel and you have 4 or 5 litters of puppies at one time. To me, that's not responsible.
Well, Douglas, I couldn't have said it better myself. Of course, we are not saying that dogs and people are the same thing. They obviously are not, but it is a fair comparison to say that irresponsible parents and irresponsible pet owners do make things difficult on those of us who are responsible.
Correct.
Well, Douglas, that's all the time we have for this morning. I appreciate you coming on the show and telling us about the Texas Dog Hunters Association. It's plain to see why it is so important for us as sportsmen and hunting dog owners to become involved in organizations such as the TDHA and the NRA, because there is definitely truth in the saying there's power in numbers, and we need to stick together and let our collective voice be heard loud and clear. Be sure to check out the website,
www.thenewtdha.com to find out how you can become a member. Douglas, let's do it again sometime really soon and actually talk about dog training, what makes a good catch dog, and the hunt itself. Sound good?
That sounds great to me, and I really enjoyed it, Cable.
Well, I enjoyed it immensely, and I challenge all of you hunting dog owners out there to become a part of the TDHA. Be sure to tune in same time next week. It's going to be a very fishing-heavy show as we visit with Elite Series angler Byron Velvick. He now resides in Del Rio, Texas, and more importantly, he recently got that monkey off his back, winning his first Elite event last week at the Golden State Shootout. So we'll visit with Byron. He's an expert in the art of fishing a swim bait. We'll also have a very special visit with Wizard Captain Keith Colburn. You may know him as Captain Keith from the Discovery Channel's hit series Deadliest Catch. All that and much more next week. You don't want to miss it. Thanks to all our sponsors for making the show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Well, I get tempted and I get tired of being and doing everything right. Well, life's not about the way you live, it's what you know to be right.